Chapter 4. Well, 'tis a rare thing to have an ingenious friend. William Congreve, The Double Dealer. Strike dropped onto the sofa in the outer office. It was almost new, an essential expense as he had broken the second-hand one with which he had initially furnished the office. Covered in mock leather that he had thought smart in the showroom, it had made farting noises if you moved on it in the wrong way. His assistant, tall, curvaceous, with a clear, brilliant complexion and bright blue-grey eyes, scrutinised him over her coffee cup.
"You look terrible."
"Spent all night weaseling details of a peer of the realm, sexual irregularities and financial malfeasance out of a hysterical woman," said Strike, on a massive yawn.
"Lord Parker?"
gasped Robin.
"That's the one," said Strike.
"He's been
shagging three women simultaneously and salting millions away offshore," said Strike. "If you've got a strong stomach, try the News of the World this Sunday."
"How on earth did you find all that out?"
"Contact of a contact of a contact," intoned Strike.
He yawned again, so widely that it looked painful.
"You should go to bed," said Robin.
"Yes, I should," said Strike, but he did not move.
"You haven't got anyone else till Gunfrey this afternoon at 2.
"Gunfrey," sighed Strike, massaging his eye sockets. "Why are all my clients shit?"
"Mrs. Quine doesn't seem like a shit." He peered blearily at her through his thick fingers.
"How do you know I took her case?"
"I knew you would," said Robin with an irrepressible smirk. "She's your type."
"A middle-aged throwback to the 80s.
"Your kind of client. And you wanted to spite Baker."
"Seemed to work, didn't it?"
The telephone rang.
Still grinning, Robin answered. "Cormor and Strike's office," she said. "Oh, hi."
It was her fiancé, Matthew. She glanced sideways at her boss. Strike had closed his eyes and tilted his head back, his arms folded across his broad chest.
"Listen,"